But today's a great example. So 10 minutes before we came out, the lightning horn went off. So if we didn't have the indoor, that's an automatic wait for 30 minutes. You got to wait 30 minutes till the lightning clears. Right when that 30 minutes was up, we got another lightning. So we would have been back inside for another 30 minutes. So what happens when you don't have an indoor, you just keep getting pushed back, and we don't have lights either. So if we were practicing in the afternoon, we might miss a whole day of practice. This way, we just come inside and everybody's happy. Keep working. So it's a great facility. Everybody got to see firsthand today how awesome this thing is with the air conditioning. You know, we can still get the scoreboards. We got the cameras. It's a really great facility.
Dirk, as a whole, how are the young guys acclimating themselves to the installs and just being a professional?
I think pretty good. Yeah, I think our young guys are all doing well. You know, this is going to be, for the rookies, they've been here 5 weeks, and this will be their first time off. So they're all headed their separate ways tomorrow afternoon. You know, they got to handle their business while they're gone. Some of them have to make certain body weights when they come back, but I think they're all doing fine right now.
What's the message? You have a chance to have him practice now, finally get to see him. What stands out?
I'd say his quickness is the thing that jumps out. You know, he plays safety, but he probably moves a little bit more like a corner. But he does pack a punch like a safety. We'll see more when he gets the pads on. I wish we could have had him for more practices, but his quickness is definitely what stands out.
You mentioned those young players. What's the message to those players while they're away?
Well, we just call it the five-week plan. Everybody's working on their five-week plan on how they're going to get better, how they're going to come back ready to start training camp. Now, I'm not going to lie. The veterans have been here for 9 weeks. There's some vacation days mixed in there, too. But, you know, you can't take 9 weeks for the vets or 5 weeks for the rookies and then do nothing for 5 weeks and expect to come back at the level. Don't put the work you've done so far to waste. I mean, try to carry it over.
Dirk, you spent a lot of time this offseason on your red zone offense. Did a lot of that today. How would you assess the gains that you wanted to make in that area offensively?
Well, again, we weren't great in the red zone today. The defense did a good job in the red zone today. You got to remember, when you're practicing, especially when you're practicing in shorts, I mean, you really can't run the ball. Like, every play is a pass. And our defense may not play the defenses that we're working on the concepts for. So I'd say from an offensive standpoint, we're not satisfied. But, again, it's not like panic time or anything like that. We got plenty of time to fix what we need to fix.
What more have you seen with O.J. Howard?
You saw two good examples of O.J. right there at the end. I mean, he made the great catch in the end zone yesterday. He made the beautiful catch in the seam, and then like five plays later, we threw the screen to him. I mean, O.J.'s incredible athleticism just jumps out at you. And, you know, I think with him knowing more what to expect with a 16-game schedule, a six-week training camp, I think it's just easy to see. I don't think anyone that watched those plays wouldn't see why that guy was a first-round draft pick.
Did he wear down at all? Just from the length of the season?
I would say maybe a little bit on the mental side. Yeah. You know, not like he was making huge MEs, but it's just tough to stay mentally focused for that long. And then he ended up getting hurt at the end.
Right.
There's 12 practices with the whole squad. Of the undrafted rookies that are here, who are the guys that are showing the most?
Undrafted, Well, 38, you know, 38 would be one. 64, left tackle on offense. The two defensive ends, both those defensive ends are hard chargers. And I don't know, Greg, yet. I'm not prepared to answer that question.
When you look at the wide receiver group and just the versatility and the talent level that you have, what would you say about that group?
Yeah, we got a good group of wideout. I mean, those first four guys are really good. I mean, they complement each other well. And then I think our second level guys, I think Freddie Martino and Bobo Wilson have really upped their game. So that gets you to six. Would have liked to have seen Justin Watson. You know, he's going to have a lot of catching up to do come fall camp.
Dirk, along those lines, Mike Evans had a good year statistically last year, but I know that you set a high bar for him.
Mm-hmm.
What's it going to take for him to be considered with the Antonio Browns world, Julio Jones is right there?
Well, I think he probably is considered with those guys. I mean, there's some, the guys you're talking about are the the elite of the elite in the league. And I think Mike is right there. Mike's not the only guy we try to throw the ball to. He has been that guy before. He's been the guy we tried to throw it to, but we've got other guys. I mean, the bottom line is we got to figure out ways to win. I'm not one bit worried about if Mike Evans is going to do his part. He's going to do his part.